Out of here, click track.
Click, 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 click. Was that set from recording?
No, that's just like the default one.
Oh.
On Logic Sessions. The Sessions, starring John Hawks. Did you see that movie?
No, is it good?
Yeah.
John Hawks is...
John Hawks is a talented dude.
Very talented.
Yep. What was I looking up?
Chickadee China.
Oh, god damn. I gotta stop doing that. Oh, interesting. If you type bare naked, the first result is bare naked ladies 1 week.
That specific song, huh?
I mean, what other song? It's not gonna be grade 9.
Pinch Me? That was a big one.
Oh. The only other one that's not 1 week that matters to me is grade 9. Because it was in a Mighty Ducks movie.
Not even the cover of If I Had $1 Million.
Okay, you're correct.
Yeah. Like a llama or an emu.
Haven't you always wanted a monkey?
Because we want to know if after watching X-Files with no lights on, the lyric is, I think it's Donald Faison.
No, we're Dan's LeMaison. I hope the smoking man's in this one. Like Harrison Ford, I'm getting frantic. Like Sting, I'm tantric. Like Snickers, guaranteed to satisfy. Like Kurosawa, I make mad films. Okay, I don't make films. But if I do, they'd have a samurai. Guys, let's just talk about how awesome fucking 1 week is.
Yeah, that's some killer fucking referencing.
Holy shit.
Joy.
New braid, homo what?
Hello. Welcome to Shooting the Shit Show.
We did it.
We did it.
We fucking did it. I'm gonna let that play a little bit while we get this shit started.
Let's do it. I love hearing it.
Yeah, me too. We should just listen to the whole thing.
Oh, man.
I don't think we could get away with that.
Probably not.
No.
Probably not legal.
No.
I mean, maybe, but what probably do I know? Not.
No, I don't know much. So this is it. This is, what, six? Episode six?
Epi six.
Mm.
Yeah, okay, so you need to fucking figure out your stance on Epi.
You know what? I have figured out my stance on Epi. It's whenever there are no microphones on, it's okay to call it an Epi.
You called it an Epi last week.
I have save files in Logic called Epi. So, it's just when there's microphones on, we can't use the word.
Okay.
Because only you and me can know we use it. I'm going to cut all this out. There's going to be a weird jump in the song in the background.
Episode 6 of Shooting the Shit Show.
We're doing it.
We're doing it.
Doing it right.
Doing it at 8 o'clock in the fucking morning.
8:37 now.
Yeah, still feels like 8 o'clock.
Really? I feel fucking great.
I feel okay. I haven't showered yet.
I feel spry.
I need to get a little more coffee.
I feel rested.
I feel okay.
I feel arrested.
Arrested?
Mm-hmm.
Shit.
I got arrested last night.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What'd you do?
Too much crack.
Damn. Mm-hmm. I hate it when that happens.
Yeah. It's pretty hard to do too much crack, too.
Yeah. I can never do much too much crack. Except for when I can. And when I can, I get arrested.
Oh, boy. Can you do it?
Oh, man.
Crack is whack.
Crack is whack. Dude, I gotta quit smoking, like, cigarettes.
You do have to quit smoking cigarettes. If only so I can watch a show uninterrupted.
When I say pause the movie, we pause the movie. No, it's a problem, though.
It is a problem.
It's a problem.
Fix your shit.
I'd be wheezing all day. Oh, do you be? Yeah, I'd be wheezing. Well, usually in the morning. Like, I'll just wake up from a good night's sleep where everything's just kind of rested in there. And if I...
And a dragon just, like, came ash in your lungs.
Yeah, I just, like, cough. But I'll wake up just...
Oh, God.
Yeah.
It's no good, man.
No, dude.
You gotta quit.
I'm trying.
Me and Michael have quit.
Real hard.
I quit a long-ass time ago.
It's real hard.
Michael quit quite a while ago. You can do it.
I know, but I've been smoking for like 3 years.
That's not that long.
It's still...
It's a long time.
Long enough to get...
It's a good chunk of your life now, but 3 years is almost nothing. That's true. In the scheme of things.
It's just a matter of, like, quitting...
It's a matter of not being a bitch.
It's hard. Dude, I had, like, $7 left in my account. I spent it on cigarettes.
If you had $1 million...
I'd buy you an exotic pet.
Like a llama?
Or an emu. Just getting all baby with your cord. Ouch. Oh, okay. Yeah. Real problem.
So what do you want to talk about today?
I don't know, man. You want to just shoot the shit?
Sure. Let's do it. What'd you do since last we podcasted, even though seen you?
I got my car shit.
I'm going to get comfortable with this mic, so there's going to be some noise for a minute.
Get comfy with it.
Get cozy. Get down here.
I got my car shit figured out. That was cool.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, my car is all fixed. Actually runs somewhat better than it used to. But, yeah, it's all good to go. I'm poor as shit, though, because of it. Because fuck a $420 car bill.
Yeah, but $420.
It was like $419, so it wasn't even...
Oh, come on!
Come on, man.
No, fuck paying huge bills for, especially for, like, cars that should just work.
Yeah.
Just work when I want you to work, car.
Exactly. It's fucked up, dude.
Hey, speaking of cars, we gotta get my oil changed before we go to Michigan.
Because, yeah, that's in 1 week.
1 week it's from in today.
1 week.
It's in.
Yeah, that's gonna be fucking tight. We finally got our schedule for it, so we know who we're gonna see.
Yeah, we're going to have a pretty tight day. It's, what is it? It's You Blew It, and then Braid, and then Say Anything, and then Brand New. Yeah. And then Sea Haven, just because they're the only band playing after Brand New.
Yeah. So, yeah, that'll be cool. A tight butthole.
Okay, the Braid, why are we even talking about anything else but the new Braid record for the entire time?
Yeah, it's finally streaming.
Mm-hmm. It comes out a week from today, on July 8th, and is streaming now on NPR.org, and it's fucking exactly what I wanted it to
Yeah,
be.
It's really good. Just a question to you, how do you like it compared to older stuff? Because it's different.
It's a lot different. It's not quite as aggressive, I would say, as Frame of Canvas.
Nah, but... That's a fucking intense record, though.
Yeah.
I feel like that's a young man's record.
Yeah, definitely.
They're getting older.
But, I mean, I think it's like the perfect mix of Frame and Canvas and Hey Mercedes, I think.
Yeah, yeah. I would say that, too. It's good. It's definitely more Hey Mercedes.
Yeah.
Than it is. But it's got Chris Broach, so.
Yeah.
It's Braid.
Yeah.
No, there's still, like, certain songs that sound like they could have been on Frame and Canvas, though.
Put Some Wings on That Kid.
Put Some Wings on That Kid.
The one that I played at the beginning of this episode.
Yeah, that one. Well, there was the other one. Damages. Sounds like it could be.
Damages could be. Climber New Entry probably could be.
Climber New Entry, yeah. Lux, honestly, has that feel for me.
Definitely. I think... No Coast could probably be a Hey Mercedes song.
Definitely.
And Light Crisis would be fucking killer Hey Mercedes song.
Yeah.
Like, if Hey Mercedes wrote even better songs than Hey Mercedes actually wrote.
Yeah. Or, This Is Not a Revolution, even though Broach sings it.
Mm.
If Bob Nanna sang it, it could be a Hey Mercedes song.
Yeah, definitely.
But yeah, that's really good.
It's so good.
Good, satisfied.
Like, I'm
satisfied.
Yeah, I'm so excited to fucking see them, dude.
Yeah, that's going to be fucking crazy. In case you guys didn't know, we're driving
a long ass time.
It's 24 hours there, right?
Yeah.
We're going to be driving a total of 48 hours. That's 2 days in total of driving. Nothing but driving. To see, like, 7 or 8 hours of concert.
Yeah, like a good while.
But like good concert, like
Handpicked.
Yeah, like my dick's gonna explode when I see these concerts.
Yeah. My only problem, and I was talking to Maddie about this yesterday, is that I wish they had done it for like a full day.
Yeah. Because then we could have seen like instead of starting in the
evening. Yeah, if they'd stretched out to a full day, we wouldn't have had to miss anyone.
Yeah, because we're missing Kevin Devine.
And the Front Bottoms.
And the Front Bottoms. But we've already seen Kevin Devine.
Yeah, Front Bottoms. I would just love to see them again.
Yeah, I would love to see Kevin
Devine. I'm really bummed I can't see the Front Bottoms. But I gotta see Braid.
Yeah, for sure. I gotta see Braid too. And the Front Bottoms are like a new band. They'll...
Yeah, I'm sure we'll get another chance to see them.
Braid hasn't done stuff in fucking...
Well, yeah, that and they just... Like, their touring is going to be pretty inconsistent from what I hear.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like, they're doing a tour on this record, obviously. Mm-hmm. But, like, the bass player is a teacher. And so, like, they can only tour during the summer or on his, like, winter and spring vacations.
That's kind of badass.
That's
though.
Super baller, right?
Like, if your teacher was a fucking rock star in a band like Braid.
I know. Like, that's a game changer for all of those students.
Yeah, like, I want to go back to high school or grade school, whatever he teaches, or college.
I'm pretty sure it's high school, but I don't
know. Go back
to
high school and move to whatever town that is and be inspired.
Yeah, dude. We should try to find... let's just say, for sake of argument, it's in Chicago. I think it's in one of the suburbs, but it doesn't matter. Let's just say it's in Chicago. We need to go to Chicago and find their 21 Jump Street division. Get enrolled in that high school. And then just fucking kick it with Todd Bell.
Okay, let's do it. That was the sound of coffee.
You know what movie I want to see?
Hmm.
Think Like a Homeless Man 2. It's the same movie, but Kevin Hart is just like sitting next to a really tall like garbage can fire.
Like the can's bigger than him.
Like way taller than him. Like so much taller than him. And he's just reaching his hands up over the fire.
That's a good one.
Yeah. I want to talk about a little wrestling.
Yes. Specifically, Money in the Bank.
Hashtag MITB.
Hashtag MITB.
Number one trend worldwide.
Fucking Michael Cole.
Colbot.
Oh, yeah. For you guys, Colbot. Michael Colbot. is Michael Cole. But he's a robot because... That's like our theory, is that Michael Cole is a robot.
Mm-hmm. And then commissioned by Triple H.
Yeah. Commissioned by Triple H. The younger models had frosted tips, but...
Yep.
I think we're on Michael Colbot 10,000 now.
Oh, the 10,000.
The 10,000 series,
congratulations,
yeah.
Colbot.
Yeah. It differs from the 9,000 series. The Daniel Bryan hatred...
But oh, yeah, yeah, like fixed. NXT Season 1.
NXT Season 1, yeah, where he just did not like Daniel Bryan.
No.
That got fixed. So that's updated.
Which, honestly, he didn't like Daniel Bryan because he was a nerd? Yeah. And fuck you, Colbot.
Who is Michael Colbot to be calling people nerds?
Nah, no one.
No one.
No one. He's a dumb robot who needs to learn his place.
He malfunctions sometimes when something big happens. I think there was an episode of Raw where something like Cena AA'd someone through a table.
Oh my god.
He got the FU to AA update in the 10,000 series also.
Yeah.
When the names of the moves changed to accommodate the TV PG rating. They have to do a
Colbot 10,000
Colbot update. But he'll malfunction like when Cena AA's somebody through the table and it's so big.
AA through the table.
Let's
AA through the table. AA through the table. AA through the table. AA through the table. And then JBL
just smacks him. and he just comes back on.
And then he just reboots. It's a hard reboot. Yeah. Welcome, everybody, to Monday Night Raw. And then JBL just smacks him again because it's the middle of the show.
He just, like, pushes the fast forward button.
Why is there a fast forward button on a robot?
I don't know. They have, like, it's a floppy disk that they insert.
Oh, my God.
They insert the floppy disk into the back of his head.
Colbot 10,000 got the update to change the FU to the AA, but not the update that would let him take a CD over a floppy disk.
Nope. Colbot's an old technology. But you insert the floppy disk in the back of Colbot's head, and it has the script for that show.
What about when they go off script?
The world just ended.
What about when you punch the fucking microphone?
Sorry, that was my coffee hitting the pop filter.
You ain't popped once, though.
No?
Let me tell you what.
Yeah, it's true. I ain't a popper. Anyway.
Never half pop, because yeah. I'm not a half popper.
You know what's weird?
What's that?
The weird boner that Michael Colbot has for The Miz.
Likes Miz a lot.
He likes Miz a little too much.
Why?
I don't know.
Why Colbot?
And John Cena.
I mean, that at least makes sense.
It's true, but at least JBL's kind of humble about it whenever Colbot's just fucking giving it to Cena on commentary. Mm-hmm. Just like
really working the Cena crank.
Yeah, he's just like, I have never seen a performer like Cena. And JBL's just like, yeah, I'll give it to you. He's good.
I like Humble JBL.
Humble JBL's great. So, during the Money in the Bank ladder match, Randy Orton got hit on the top of the head with a ladder.
A couple times,
and it busted him open. Like, he was... We thought they were bringing back blading for a minute. But he got busted open and was just out of it. Like, he was stumbling around, and we came up with, we thought that he was just singing a song in his head the entire time he was in the match. So, like, he'd go to set the ladder up, and he'd go to climb, and the song would just be, I am the apex predator, I'm gonna climb the ladder, I'm gonna get the titles, 'cause I'm the apex predator.
I am the apex predator. Even though I have a head wound, I'm going to climb the ladder. And the apex predator.
Some people call me the Viper. I used to be the legend killer. But now I'm the apex predator.
I am not the legend killer.
So that's the song that Randy Orton sang in his head. Also, we decided to write a Chariot song called Randy's Got a Head Wound.
Because he did, and he looked real fucked up.
Yeah, I felt bad.
Cena was holding up him up for quite a while.
Good guy, Cena.
Good guy, Cena. Randy, you look pretty... You look in bad shape there, buddy. Let me take you off that ladder, set you down on the mat.
Why don't you go chill over there for a little while, Randy? Sell, buddy. Sell.
Fucking Cena won.
Yeah, can we talk about the end of that fucking match for a second?
Some bullshit, you mean? Can we talk about some bullshit? Dude.
What the fuck is going on?
We have to deal with Cena again.
Because?
Good question.
Probably because CM Punk's not there and Daniel Bryan's injured. He's like their failsafe, I swear to God. Anytime they're in a tight spot, they're just like, give the title Cena.
He'll do something.
He's a good worker. And let's fire fucking Evan Bourne and Josh Matthews and
a ton of R.I.P. Josh.
R.I.P. Josh. But Renee Young getting the bump.
Shout out Renee.
Yeah, she's moving up in the world. Girl. That's what it sounds like to scratch an arm.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I like how that swung in real hard.
Yeah, it picked up momentum.
Oh, dude, I need to rewatch Lost.
It's about that time.
Like, it's been too long.
It had, yeah, I was in high school when I finished it.
That, me too?
Yep.
I was a junior in high school. That was 4 years ago.
Was a sophomore.
Still also 4 years ago. But yeah. Dude, I wrote a new song yesterday.
Really?
Yeah. It's
Did you?
Fucking, like, dude, it's can really I hear it? Fucking, yeah, you can, but, like, let me talk about it for a minute.
Okay.
The melody, you're not gonna fucking believe it.
Okay.
Like, the melody is fucking ridiculously good.
Really? I'm super excited to hear this.
It is so fucking good. Okay, and...
Wait, you should tell me some more about it.
Okay. My voice, like, I have gotten to the point where I'm like, this song has changed my voice.
I'm so excited. Can, like, I just say, you do this, you've done this for me a couple times now recently.
Mm-hmm.
Not this song, obviously. But, like, this kind of thing where you're like, I have it, and I'm, like, it's always so awesome and, like, so good, and I'm just so excited to hear what you have next.
Yeah. Do you want to hear it?
I do.
Are you ready?
I'm so ready.
Are you sure?
Let me sit up straight for it.
Yeah, sit up straight. You're going to need to. It's good that you're sitting down, though, because the song is ridiculous good.
Okay, hit me.
You ready?
Yeah.
Here it goes.
Okay. Somebody once told me, you little devil.
My favorite joke.
It's a great life joke. Use it. If you're listening to this, do that to your friends sometime.
Just pretend you have the best song in the world and just hit him with something awful.
It'll change your life. California's got sunshine, hanging out with your friends. Oh, never a good time. Just want a million till you drive a brand new Benz. If they like these, then you want a million. I don't know what's up, man. If they like these, then make you want to chill and enjoy the rain. Now when you're living like a window, everything goes down.
Oh, Smash Mouth. Smash Mouth's impressions are fun. You guys should do them.
Might as well be walking on the sun.
Good. That's a good one.
Thank you.
Oh.
If that don't make you happy to do.
No, that's the funnest. That is the funnest. You know, I never found my Zoltar journal.
What the fuck, man?
Yeah.
Did someone steal it?
No, I don't think so. But honestly, like, the part that we had gotten to in the anthology, the first series.
Mm-hmm. Volume 1.
Volume 1. It's French.
How many you have to stop at 3 volumes then, you know that, right?
Yeah.
The French language only counts to 3.
Yeah, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Hashtag whoa.
Hashtag bilingual.
Whoa.
But I'm pretty sure that I didn't bring the journal, because we had gotten to the point where we went to look for Zoltar's mother, mm-hmm. I believe.
Right.
And I didn't bring the journal for those days. So I'm going to kind of have to paraphrase what had happened.
Okay.
So, like, the first day, we left. And she could fly at this point, so we flew to... Albania? Is that a country?
Yeah.
Albania is where we flew. And because that's where her mother was seen last. That's where she went up for adoption and got sent to the United States.
In Albania?
Yeah. Well, they couldn't...
What percentage of the world's dragons are in Albania?
Not a lot.
Not a lot?
Barely any.
A small percentage?
Like, literally Zoltar and her mother.
That is,
and now
from what I understand, I don't know. I don't know, like, hard numbers on existing dragons, but that sounds like a very minuscule amount of dragons. However, also so many dragons. If you're there with them,
yeah, too many dragons.
Too many dragons.
Too many. Zoltar was tiny though. She's a baby. She's dragon.
Like one and a half dragon.
Yeah, like not even one and a half. Like one and a third.
Dragon.
Ooh. Then I just
dragon.
Created by Chuck Lorre.
1.5 dragons.
Yeah, she was just tiny, and they sent her on the ship. They couldn't afford to actually do the adoption in Albania, so they sent her to America.
Right.
Don't know why America, but I'm not complaining because so I got my dragon.
So that the dragon could get into Neil Diamond.
Dragons do love Neil Diamond.
They're coming to America.
But she actually hadn't even hatched yet. When I say she was small, she was just an egg.
Wait a minute, was she?
I don't know. That's what she told me. I'm just kidding.
I can't answer because my head just exploded.
Yeah, no, that's what the dragon dealers told me. Not drugging dealers, but dragon dealers. So we went to Albania, and we stopped off in a small village and went into the general store and asked around and had no luck. And we just kind of kept doing that in Albania for a while until we finally found somebody who knew Zoltar's mother. He was an old bartender in Albania. And he told us that there was a mountain that she was living in. Dragons live in mountains. Did you know?
I had a thought that maybe some dragons lived in mountains. Yeah. Do all dragons live in mountains?
Well, besides the sea dragons. Sea dragons live in the sea. Of course.
Are there mountains in the sea, though?
Maybe. But probably not.
I think, actually, that you're wrong.
Are there really mountains in the sea?
Yeah, why wouldn't there be?
I don't know. Fucking crazy.
Dude, we've only, mapped a minuscule amount of the seafloor.
I know, and that scares me, because there could be some serious shit in the sea.
There's so much shit that we don't know about.
Yeah, like some big shit.
God lives in the ocean, and it's a dragon.
Godzilla.
Call me old fashioned.
But yeah, so said they were living in a mountain.
Uh-huh.
And
where most dragons live, except sea dragons.
Yeah, all mountains are hollow. I don't know if you knew that.
Oh my god, they're just like safety cones, like giant.
Yeah, they're made for dragons. People don't realize
by
this.
Whom?
The dragons made them, actually.
Did they use, like, Egyptian slave labor?
No. They use their teeth.
Our dragons.
Fire-breathing abilities.
What political structure do the dragons have? Like, are they...
It's not like a monarchy or a patriarchy.
See, I envision dragons as being, like, communist. Just, like, all trying to help each other hollow out these mountains.
You'd think.
Yeah.
They're pretty hostile. There's really not a whole lot of...
I guess that makes sense.
There's really not a whole lot of government going on.
No?
No.
There's not like a House of Drag Representatives?
Drag Representatives. Come on.
I didn't try very hard.
Come
on,
man.
I didn't try. I'm sorry.
No, but it's just kind of a free-for-all. Like, you see a dragon. Maybe that dragon's going to help you out. Maybe it's going to fucking try to kill you. You don't know. I know there are certain types of dragons.
Are we talking 50-50?
It could be. It could be 50-50. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, there are certain types of dragons that don't jive with other dragons. Sea dragons don't seem to like fire dragons.
I guess that also checks. You would think that sea dragons would have the upper hand, though.
They kind of do. They can, like, if you get a sea dragon coming in hot from above on a fire dragon, like, That dragon can just drench. I just caused chaos. With my sea dragon coming in hot from above. The music stand fell on the table.
Oh!
I saw it happen. I was going to warn you, but I just wanted to enjoy your laughter for a minute. I wanted to
thank you so
bask
much.
In what I had given you.
I thought I just knocked over this cup that was right here. I'm like, oh, that's no problem. I'll lean over, pick that up real quick. No.
Can the picture for this week just be a picture of the guy from Smash Mouth?
Absolutely.
Sweet.
But it has to be him, like, photoshopped into the 1 week music video. It's Ben!
Yeah, it's Ben! What a great dude.
Chicken in China!
Can we just, like, come up with a whole list of songs of just the Smash Mouth guy singing other people's songs?
Yes, and then, like, make an old school, like, CD infomercial for it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Follow-up question.
Hit me.
Can we play a show where we play all of our songs
as the dude from Smash Mouth?
Yes.
Yes, we can.
Yes, you're with me.
Yes. Fucking, if Michael doesn't want to do it, he can play drums, and I will sing. I will Smash Mouth all day, any day.
Smash Mouthing is the best.
It's the best. Everybody Smash Mouth.
Everybody Smash Mouth. I wrote in Smash Mouth interlude in the middle of our set list.
Just, that's our this week's set list watch. We now are telling ourselves to play a Smash Mouth interlude.
Yep.
But now we're telling ourselves to play a Smash Mouth set.
Yeah, it's going to be all Smash Mouth all the time.
This is over! Before I even get the chance! Hey, can I borrow your sweater, please?
That just sounded like an old lady on cigarettes.
Yeah, definitely it did. Oh, my voice is so raspy because I keep smoking these cigarettes. Man, you and that old lady that's that's like sharing your mic with you.
She won't leave me alone.
Yeah, but you guys both gotta quit smoking.
She calls me Bubby.
Wait, why did she say that? I don't know, calls dude.
She's fucking insane,
dude. You need to get this bitch out of my home. Make her leave.
I'm not going anywhere.
Get rid of her.
Okay, let's go.
Shut up, Kyle.
What are you doing here, Kyle?
I didn't hear anyone say they were thankful for me. Are you thankful for me, Jonah?
So ridiculously good. It's just spot on. Yeah. You want to hear my R&B voice?
Yeah. I'm gonna just sit right on the microphone for the rest of the episode.
Girl, your booty drive me crazy. You ever just like sing to yourself in R&B?
Yeah, all the time.
I know we do it all the time.
Yeah,
we'll just have conversations mm-hmm. in R&B voice
because it's more fun.
It's way more fun.
So much more fun than regular conversations.
Do you want to talk in R&B voice for a minute? Like, just have a regular conversation.
You know I do. I want to talk in R&B voice.
Connor, what did you do today?
Today has just begun. Today. So I've only taken a shower. I ain't even eaten yet.
I haven't even taken a shower.
Clean yourself up. Clean those balls up.
I need to go take a shower.
Take a shower.
I need more coffee first.
Dude, how much coffee can you drink?
All the coffee.
I don't fuck with that. I'm not about that.
Maybe you should be about it.
I'm about this sweet coffee.
Like with sugar?
Yeah. Well, nah, like with
like with
chocolate.
Creamer? Some kind of creamer?
No, like with chocolate, B.
You just put chocolate in it?
Yeah, like I put like a Hershey's chocolate bar in some coffee. I'm like, yeah, drink this shit up.
You don't even break it up. You just stick the whole bar in
there. Yeah, and just stir the coffee with the chocolate bar.
Yeah, and then like, there's just a chocolate bar sticking out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like to drink and take a bite. Let it all go down at the same time.
The hero has landed. You just love playing with the mic.
I really do. It's just so fun. There's so many things you can do, like just to move it.
It's true. You just like I can't really do anything with mine because it's like fancy. It's a fancy.
Yeah, mic. And that mic clip actually doesn't stay on very well. It's stripped the thread in it, so it's just kind of like.
Oh, so I could just
using
like
its own weight to hold it on there.
It would just fucking fall off, huh?
It's a little sturdier than that, but not much.
Oh, okay. get it, my clip. What are you listening to, Connor?
Braid.
Yeah.
Only Braid.
Only Braid.
Only Braid.
I would say that too, but I just got another album to talk about because I can't talk about Braid 2. Electric Bluegaloo.
Electric Bluegaloo? Electric Blues Kloogaloo.
Braid 2. Did you just say Electric Blues Kloogaloo?
Nope. I said it correctly. I said Electric Blues Kloogaloo.
Okay, just making sure.
Blues Kloogaloo.
I've been listening to the new Say Anything record, Hebrews.
Yes, you have.
Have you?
I did for quite a while when it first came out, but now I've been listening to Listener and Braid.
Listener and Braid. Listener I've been listening to Braid. A lot of Listener lately, too, but...
But that Say Anything... You're listening to Say Anything, like, every morning, I hear.
Yeah.
Through the grapevine, I hear.
Through the bathroom door? I listen to that when it takes the showers.
I named the bathroom door Grapevine.
Really?
Just now.
Just now.
Uh-huh.
Get it, Grapevine.
Get it, Grapevine door. Get it, Grapevine door.
Throwing it back to Dexter days. Rest in peace. But yeah, listening to that new album, it's really good.
Tell me your thoughts about it. It's there are no guitars on it.
No guitars.
What do you think about that?
I think it's. I was really wary at first, because obviously I love old Say Anything, crazy guitar, like Is a Real Boy in Defense of the Genre.
Yeah,
those are my.
They're
just balls to the walls.
Yeah,
they're good. But I think it makes sense, just based on where his style has gone from throughout, like, his whole career. Just because shit got a little less balls to the wall in the third album. Mm-hmm. And then Anarchy, My Dear was just a sweet love album.
Yeah, it's a very pretty.
It's a very pretty album. Different, he started, like, branching off with, like, the different instruments, like...
Yeah.
And now it's just, there was a lot less guitar on Anarchy, My Dear.
Yeah.
Than there was on the previous three records.
Mm-hmm.
So he had already kind of like started to make that transition. So it's not like something I didn't expect, but, I think he did it really well. Like, I think it as a record is phenomenal.
It's so great to listen to.
Yeah. I was kind of like, I'd heard the singles before it came out. I was listening to them a lot, and I just didn't care for a couple of them. Judas Decapitation, I didn't really care for. I didn't like 666 at first. When I first heard, I liked it by the end of the song because I heard Andy Hull's part in that.
Right.
Excuse me.
I was more optimistic than you were, I think.
Yeah.
Just in general.
You definitely were, because I'm wary about the no guitars thing, but it definitely... It definitely works, man. Like, there's certain parts where it sounds like there are guitars, but there's not. And it's, like, it's fun because you can just, like, sit there and be like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah, it's like you're trying to figure out what they did to that violin to get it to sound like a guitar.
Yeah, exactly. Really good, though, and, like, just the I think it's definitely, like, one of his more, if not his most, self-analyzing albums.
Yeah.
It's... Like, just his whole, like, his life.
Yeah,
and, definitely. Like, where he's at now. Because you listen to Is a Real Boy, and it's very much like that.
Yeah.
But at a different point in his life, when he's young and full of piss and vinegar. So it's cool to see this, like, transformation into what he is now.
Definitely.
And, rings through on his music as well as the lyrics. Like, dude knows what he's doing.
Yeah, he's okay at this.
It's okay at that music thing.
Those rock and roll boys.
Yeah.
Playing the devil's music, but they're good at it.
They're real good at it. A lot more recurring themes in this album. Like, there's a couple repeated lines. He says, he refers to himself as Satan a couple times, which is really interesting.
Fucking baller.
Yeah, it's baller as fuck. Yeah, I think it's 666, he says, with a wife that hasn't learned that I'm Satan yet.
Yeah.
Is the line, and then in Call Me Kubrick, he's like, I was born with a little shred of Satan in me.
Mm-hmm. You are correct.
So, good stuff. The lyrics of this album are just really good in general. And, like, so many good guest spots, like...
I love the Aaron Weiss spot so much.
That's on in Push.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Definitely. I didn't like it at first. Like, that song was harder for me to get into, but it's definitely fucking good. It gets you. Somebody's awake.
Someone's entering our home.
I think someone's coming in.
Who is it? Who goes there? They're probably not going to answer me.
Mm-mm.
That hurt my throat, actually, a little bit.
Just Smash Mouth guy hurt my throat a little bit.
Smash Mouth guy did not hurt my throat. Smash Mouth guy felt natural to me.
Were you born with a little shred of Smash Mouth guy in you?
I just can't quell it.
Good stuff.
Somebody once told me.
I wish I knew more Smash Mouth songs. Could I just do this the whole time?
I know. I only know the three that I can reference.
Yeah, me too.
Someone teach me about Smash Mouth.
Really excited for new Gaslight Anthem album, too.
Oh my gosh, yeah. What's it called? Get Hurt?
Get Hurt, yep.
Whoo!
Yeah.
This is getting crazy this year.
Yeah, like, there's too many good albums coming out this year. Can we just...
I think we've done it already.
We've already done it?
I'm pretty sure we have. God, we haven't been doing this long enough to not remember
that. Yeah.
What are we doing?
Just got to get our podcast game tight, y'all.
Nah.
That was the sound of my mouth. Pretty gross. What are we looking at?
43 minutes.
43. 43. I am a big predator. I'm gonna finish the podcast.
I am the apex podcaster.
I think I've rolled through my list. Rolling through. What do you got?
I think I got pretty much everything. I had like one more wrestling thing, but it's not important.
Let me hear it.
Oh, it was just I watched. Sorry, big news from Doomtree. There's a Doomtree book coming out, apparently.
A book?
Yeah. I watched an episode of Raw from 2001 that was pretty fucking tight.
Oh, yeah, dude.
It was the episode that they announced that WWE bought WCW, and it was the episode that Shane McMahon bought WCW and was, like, using it to piss off Vince. There was a match. It was Chris Benoit and the Hardy Boys with Lita versus Kurt Angle, Edge, and Christian. And that was pretty fucking crazy.
Good match.
That was a good match. There was also The Rock and Stone Cold when they were feuding as a tag team together versus Kane and American Badass Undertaker.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That match was pretty short, honestly.
Was it?
Yeah.
I didn't like American Badass Undertaker.
I did not like American Badass Undertaker either.
Make up your mind, man. Are you going to be creepy or are you going to be an American Badass? Connor. is it time to end?
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Paul Heyman, and I am the one behind the one in 21 and 1.
We had a good life.
Jack the Ripper. Middle name T, I guess you could take it like that. Jack T. Ripper.
Yeah, if his middle name is The.
Yeah.
At least in his title, that would be the middle initial. So Jack T. Jack T. Ripper.
T. Ripper. Jack Tripper from Three's Company.
Done and done, dude.
It's over.
That's unfucking believable. You solved the mystery.
Dude, give me my fucking money.
Yeah, no, I agree. Give
somebody,
him his money.
Give
him his
fucking
money. Give
me my prize
money.
For that, because I put that shit together,
folks. It's real. Recognize.
Yeah, John Ritter, woman murderer.
Yeah, dead now, cannot be brought to justice.
Dude, nobody's ever gonna know the truth.
Real Roulette with Zach and Biggs.
She covers her body with chicken fat, completely
strips
naked,
down. Yep.
Goes running through the camp, and every girl tries to stop her,
but they can't.
But they can't because of
chicken fat.
Fat.
She slips through them. No, it has been established she's been trying to get at the
and
other black
girl.
It
doesn't even look like they're even touching
no,
her.
No,
like, it's the worst acting
she's,
ever.
No. I just like to imagine that she's the Barry Sanders of this prison camp. Like, when she turns it on, ain't nobody can stop her.
Shooting the shit show.
Who would win between Heisenberg and Godzilla? I came to the conclusion that Heisenberg would poison him with ricin. Joe was saying he'd find a way to chemically alter something in the sea and dissolve him or something.
There are two very unknown chemicals that, when combined, react to dissolve kaiju monsters.
Box office battle.
Would you say that the Necronomicon is a MacGuffin of sorts?
No, this is a single book, bound in few and flesh, inked in blood.
Brandon, are you familiar with what a MacGuffin is?
I have no idea. It's essentially an object, a person, or a place that doesn't really matter, but it's a put in place to drive the plot forward. Because, see, I appreciate a film that knows how to use its literary device as well.
It is a literal literary device.
Montucky Sky.
What if we get Fassbender as, like, the sadistic
yes.
ruler of
yes.
this dystopian future?
Yes!
So,
yes.
we have the already sick and twisted Fassbender as the king, and he's getting whispers from someone even more sadistic and Willem Dafoe.
Jesus is RoboCop. This is no longer the driving force of this movie.
Uh-huh.
Not safe for network.